B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A cell phone driver's bill is one step closer. Pride Parade Day is tomorrow and new movies in theaters this weekend. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Imagine asking someone if they want a drink and getting death threats for it.
Leroy has your sports.
And folks are flipping tables after what happened to the Bruins last night.
All right, but first, A bill that would keep Massachusetts drivers from using handheld cell phones behind the wheel has moved one step closer to becoming law. The Mass Senate voted unanimously yesterday to approve the bill that would also collect data on traffic stops after civil rights activists raised concerns over a law leading to more racial profiling. The Senate and House must now reach an agreement on a compromise bill. Well, it's going to be a beautiful, sunny, and 70s day for tomorrow's Pride Parade. The Pride Festival starts at City Hall at 11 a.m., and the parade leaves Copley at noon. The 49th Boston Pride Parade's theme is Looking Back, Loving Forward, to highlight the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, which were a major catalyst for the Pride movement. And a few new movies out this weekend. The new X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix, is out. So they're saying it has like the worst Rotten Tomatoes score of all the X-Men movies.
Yep.
But it's still expected to make $50 million. Leroy, you bought your tickets already.
Yeah.
You're still going.
I'm going, yeah.
The trailer doesn't even... The trailer
even heard of
looks
it.
Like it's going to... Wow.
I haven't. Don't get me wrong. Not that I haven't heard it. I haven't heard anyone talking about it.
Right.
They wanted to go see it.
Well, because your Facebook algorithm is all about stupid cats and stuff like that.
Shut up.
So even the trailer makes it seem like it's a slow movie. And that's what the whole complaint is. They're like, it's a slow movie with a million things that it doesn't resolve. Almost like Game of Thrones.
Oh, God. Then there's The Secret Life of Pets 2. This time, Louis C.K. Has been replaced by Patton Oswalt. And also it stars Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, and Harrison Ford. And finally, there's Late Night starring Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling. All right, here is Melissa with the juice.
T.I. is pissed and wants TMZ to pay. So T.I.'s sister, Precious Harris, passed away back in February after a car accident left her on life support. And up until yesterday, an official cause of death, bless you, Romero, had not been revealed.
Thank you.
Well, leave it to TMZ to get a hold of the official cause of death and posted that it was cocaine toxicity, which aggravated hypertensive cardiovascular disease. Well, that pissed off T.I., who says that TMZ was just leading people to believe that his sister died of a cocaine overdose. So, T.I. took to Instagram Live to ask for all his fans to boycott TMZ.
Everybody who ever had any kind of love for my sister, man, stand up and f*** these people, man. I don't give a f*** about your story. Don't ask me for no quote, no picture, no goddamn interview, nothing.
He is pissed. And TMZ backpedaled and panicked big time because they ended up later posting a statement saying they were wrong. And T.I.'s family has a right to be upset, adding that they got it wrong and regret posting the medical examiner's findings, which I will point out that I did notice in this statement, there was not an official apology posted.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long statement that pretty much told us everything about Precious Harris's life and how great she was, and she was a philanthropist, gave back to the community and all stuff. But in not one sentence did they say, we are sorry. Mm. They did say we regret what we did, but didn't say we were sorry. So I don't know if, you know, that matters or not. It may not.
I'll take that.
You would take that?
Sure.
As opposed to just saying, hey, I'm sorry. If I said to you, I shouldn't have done what I did, that's okay to you?
I think saying I regret what happened or whatever, it's
okay.
I mean, look, that's as good as you're going to get.
Okay.
I like a sorry.
Yeah, see? I'm with you.
I like a good sorry and an apology.
Well, there's really no facts to back this up, but the rumor is that Cassie is pregnant with her new man's baby. That was fast. I say new man. They've been dating since the end of last year. But remember, Cassie is dating personal trainer Alex Fine. The Shade Room reported the story, so we'll see how true it is soon enough. And the Golden State Warriors owner's wife, Nicole, you know, the woman who became a target after the Beehive was going after her, leaning over to Beyonce to talk to Jay-Z. She says she was getting death threats over this. Now, after that video went viral, the Beehive started harassing Nicole through social media. Nicole says all she was doing was asking both Jay-Z and Beyonce if they wanted a drink. Jay-Z asked for a vodka soda, so she asked if he wanted lime with that, but it was so loud at Oracle, she couldn't hear, so she leaned over to ask again. Would you like a line with that?
Come on.
She says there was no hostility. I was trying to be a good hostess.
I believe it.
I've never experienced cyberbullying like this. I can't believe our players go through this.
She's married to one of the owners of the team. She got money.
Right. So you know she later made her Instagram private because she was getting all those death threats.
It's time to dismantle the beehive.
The beehive?
Yeah. They're doing too much.
What about Brady fans that do too much?
Nah, we're not sending death threats and stuff over somebody leaning over somebody.
Here's Lisa.
Okay.
Sox over the Royals last night, 7-5. Yesterday, we talked about a Warrior fan shoving Raptors basketball player Kyle Lowry during game 3 of the NBA Finals. And come to find out, the fan's name is Mark Stevens, and he's part of the Warriors ownership.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how come he's getting in trouble and Drake's not?
Well, I'm with you on that
one. Owns the team. Drake's just Drake.
Well, he's been banned for 1 year and fined $500,000. That's crazy.
Good.
That's crazy. The Pats had their ring ceremony last night, and even though I didn't get an invite, you know, I'm happy for them. The Pats tweeted out, the greatest ring of all time. It's the largest one of all time, too. You need to go check it out. If you want to, just go on their social media. It's all over the place.
Beautiful.
Belichick. Edelman, any player you're looking for, you'll find them. It's everywhere. And last night, we got Bobby Orr. He was waving the banner. Zdeno Chara, he proved me wrong. He actually played, and what a return.
His 21st season, the Princeton, Philadelphia, number 33, Zdeno Chara.
That was like a wrestling entrance exciting, you know what I'm saying?
Right? And despite all that, the Bruins lost 2-1. And they are now down 3-2 in the series, and Bruins fans are upset with the refs, especially over a tripping non-call that resulted in a turnover, and then the Blues scored the goal. Bruins president Cam Neely, you can see him, he was throwing a water bottle. There's actual footage of this. I mean, he threw that thing hard. And even Coach Bruce Cassidy said after the game that the officiating was a black eye for the NHL. So, wow, hopefully they can get it together.
They will.
Sox Rays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Game 4 of the NBA Finals also tonight. That's at 9. And it's do or die for the Bruins. Game 6 in St. Louis Sunday night at 8. And that's just sports.
When they win on Sunday, we'll be giving away tickets for Game 7.
Yes.
It was all part of the master plan.
Yes.
It was all part of the master plan. Thank you, Bruins.
All right. And here is your good news. So, if you're not a fan of Old Town Road, I'm about to change your mind. A woman named Shaletta Brundage posted a video of her son Daniel singing the song. Now, the reason it's such a big deal, Daniel has autism and doesn't speak. So Shaletta said she caught Daniel humming the song, and then the other day he started singing it. And she called it a miracle, and she said the therapists have now started using it in his sessions. Mm. And Lil Nas X found out about it, posted a clip on Twitter, and wrote, "What a king. I love it." That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. Right now, buy 4 Michelin tires and save $70 with mail-in rebate. For more info, go to SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.